sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Sure.
Great, sir. Thank you. My first question to you, we would like to know as well, sir, is does anybody in your, or you or any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer or political campaign?
No.
Okay. With which political party are you registered with?
I'm sorry?
With which political party are you registered with?
We are all Republicans here.
Oh, great. All right. So as you're aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary election. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in this Republican primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida state legislator, and local offices in the Miami-Dade County, like sheriff and supervisor of elections on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
Definitely.
You're definitely going to vote? Great. And moving on, sir, we would like to know as well is what is your main racial background?
Yes, ma'am. We're Hispanic.
Okay. Your age, would you say you're 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
50.
Okay.
And up.
And up. From the following list, sir, tell me which issues should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say traffic congestion, illegal immigration, crime and public safety, taxes and county government spending, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in county government, overdevelopment, any of those?
Yes, housing.
Housing? Okay. And I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Just tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion, tell me as well. For example, Jose Aragu, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I don't know that person.
Okay. What about Donald Trump? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
I'm sorry?
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Rosanna Cordero Stutz, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I have no idea who she is.
Mario Knapp, would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I have no idea who he is.
Ernesto Rodriguez, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I have no idea who he is.
Ron DeSantis, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Very favorable.
Okay, and Joe Sanchez, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I have no idea who he is.
Kevin Marino Cabrera, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I have no idea who he is.
Francis Suarez, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Well, as you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties in the state to hold elections for local offices such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collector, and supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in these positions had been appointed by the Miami-Dade County Mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to these offices. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, sir? For example, I have John Rivera, Ruamen de la Rua, Ernesto Rodriguez, Ignacio Alvarez, Jose Aragu, Alexander Fournette, Jeffrey Giordano, Mario Knapp, Rolando Herrera, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, Jasmine Bishop, or Joe Sanchez?
My God, I don't know any of them.
You don't know any of them, sir? Are you leaning towards any of them?
Nope.
Okay, well, now among a smaller list of candidates, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote, sir? Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
It would have to be another candidate.
Another candidate. Oh, you're not leaning towards any of them?
Nope.
Okay. No problem.
They're politicians. They're crooked.
I understand, sir. Well, as you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for whom would you vote, sir? Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
If Trump is endorsing Rosanna, then I will take Rosanna.
Oh, okay. All right. And prior to taking the survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for the Miami-Dade County Sheriff? Were you aware or unaware?
Unaware. You just told me that right now.
Okay, no problem. Well, I'm going to give you a statement about Joe Sanchez. I just want you to tell me how you would vote. So Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. So now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote, sir? Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
Rosanna.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Well, I'm just going to give you some statements about Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Stutz. Thank you for your responses. I'll be quick. So one candidate is Joe Sanchez. Supporters say Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly supports President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents say Joe Sanchez serves as a Miami City Commissioner for over a decade, is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine, and voted to give millions in taxpaying dollars to Bill Marlin Spark. This other candidate, which is Rosanna Cordero Stutz, supporters say Cordero Stutz is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents say Rosanna Cordero Stutz has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Levine Cava. So one final time, sir, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
Rosanna.
Okay, sir. And moving on, I'll just ask these last questions for demographic purposes. How would you label yourself? Would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Moderate. Moving on quickly, thank you for your responses. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I'm a teacher. I'm a professional. I'm a history teacher.
Great, sir. What is your national ancestry?
Yes, Nicaragua.
Perfect, sir. All right. And in home, do you always speak Spanish, or you mostly speak Spanish but speak some English? You speak Spanish and English equally. You mostly speak English but speak some Spanish, or you always speak English?
No, with my in-laws, they're Cuban-Americans, they're Cubans, and I speak to them in Spanish.
Okay.
My wife, she's Cuban-American, but her parents are from Cuba. She's also a teacher. So we speak here at home in Spanish, but then when I'm with my kids and my wife, English.
No problem, sir. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Likewise.
Bye.